إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, yesterday we spoke about the criterion of success, starting from Surah Al-Asr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that all mankind is in loss. So we said, what is the criterion of loss and gain? And we said that the criterion of loss and gain, as mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his kalam, is whether or not a person will be freed from Jahannam and entered into Jannah. That's the criterion. Now, if that is the criterion, therefore, we need to look at the other side, which is to say that if we want to enter Jannah, and we do want to enter Jannah, inshallah, then what is the foundation, the basis on which our decision making should be? When we say, when we look at the world around us, the criterion for us is Jannah, and the world around us, when we look at it, we say, what is the criterion? How do we know that whatever is happening in the world, is this loss or gain? And for that, we have to go back to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his kalam, where he mentioned the purpose of our creation, where he said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. He said, I have not created the jinn and the human beings for any purpose other than to worship me. So if you look at the world and we say that what are the things that are gainful and what are the things that are loss-making, then we have to see what are the things that are the ibadat of Allah and what are the things that is the opposite of ibadah. Ibadah is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadah is something which reminds us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something that we do for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will reward us. This is ibadah. So the opposite of that is everything which takes us away from the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything which takes us into ghaflat, everything which takes us into misguidance, into forgetfulness, all of those will be the opposite of ibadah. So if remembering Allah is ibadah, if dhikr is ibadah, then ghaflat is non-ibadah, is the opposite of ibadah. So if you look at all our activities and all the things that we do in our lives, then we have to ask ourselves, are these things reminding us of Allah? Do they qualify as ibadah? Or are these things taking us away from Allah? Now apply this to everything that we do. Whether it is our study, whether it is earning a living, whether it is what we call entertainment, whether it is sports, whatever. Is it ibadah? Is it not ibadah? Now the best way to ensure that something is ibadah is to see whether it fits into the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because whatever is according to the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is ibadah. So therefore, whatever fits into the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is ibadah. And so we have to see whether the things that we do, whether they are according to the sunnah or not. And that's what will make them ibadah or make them the opposite of ibadah. So all our worldly activities. Now if you look at, therefore, from this perspective, if you look at our materialistic world, if you look at our so-called free market economy, if you look at the way consumerist mentality that has been put into us, that which we have allowed to happen to us. Nobody can put anything in it. It's up to us. We accept it. The other one gives the message. We take the message or we leave the message. But if we take the message, then you can't blame the messenger anymore. So the consumerist economy entirely and totally is designed to make us forget about Allah. It is designed to make us believe that this world is all we have, that we have to go nowhere, there is nothing else after this, therefore whatever we have in this world, enjoy it here, because there is nothing else hereafter. So question of investing in the hereafter does not arise if you don't even believe in the hereafter. And that's what the whole consumerist mentality is about. That's what the whole consumerist world is about. It tells you that your identity is your shirt or your shoes or, you know, whatever watch you wear or which football club do you support and all of this. I mean, the entire concept, the entire thinking is designed to take us away from reflection on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take us away from the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Take us away from remembering the fact, the undeniable fact, that we will one day meet Allah. There is no running away from that we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is the whole problem with the consumerist mentality, consumerist world. It's nothing to do with the products or services, it is to do with what they do. And that whole basis is based on advertising, which is another word, it's a longer word for a three-letter word called lying. Right? I mean, what is an advertising? it's the art of telling lies. Somebody the other day, one of the great advertising wizards of the world, he received the greatest prize in advertising. Somebody sent me that video, I forget the guy's name, but so he puts it up and he says, he means it in a humorous way, but I think there's also a bit of seriousness in that. The whole crowd is all advertising people, globally. So he puts it up and he says, I love advertising because I love telling lies. He says this. He says, I love advertising because I love telling lies. And then that speech is worth listening to. He says, this is advertising. He says, advertising is to get people to believe something which does not exist. Imagine, this is one of the greatest leaders of the advertising world is saying this when he is receiving the biggest advertising prize. He says, I love advertising because I love telling lies. Now think about it, this is the world. So therefore, if you fall into that trap, then you are believing lies and you are believing that there is no akhirah, you are believing that this dunya is all that there is. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, innal insana lafi khusr. Because the vast majority of the world actually believes this. The vast majority of the world believes that this world is all that there is. I was doing some research for some article which I was writing many years ago. And as part of that research, I looked up the number of celebrity suicides. You go on Google and do this search, celebrity suicides. You'll be surprised at the number of names. And if you look at those names, obviously, because you're searching for celebrity suicides, every single one of them was a celebrity. Every single one of them had a lot of followers, had a lot of fans, had a lot of people who believed in them, so to speak. They had lots and lots of money. They had money that you and I can't even count. But they committed suicide. Now, why would somebody who is apparently the icon of success in this consumerist, materialistic world, what they sell to you, that this is success, is a six-pack, is fashion, is money, is the car you drive, is celebrity, how many Facebook likes, blah, blah, blah. Here is somebody who had all of that. Then why did they commit suicide? Somebody should ask this question. I mean, I'm saying we need to ask this question to ourselves. How come when somebody is selling you this great dream of success, and someone who achieves that success is so unhappy that they commit suicide, then is it success? Or is the word of Allah true? Allah said this is loss. And this bunch is telling us it is success. And not one person, I can understand, okay, one celebrity committed suicide, maybe something is wrong with them. You have a list of them. Do the search, celebrity suicides, go to Google. So what happened to all of them? So when will we wake up? Innal insana lafi khusr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody is in loss. And tomorrow we'll look at the rest of it. But today, let us reflect on this. Yesterday I said, let us reflect on the criterion. The criterion is Jannah or Jahannam. وَمَنْ زُحْزِيَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَاسْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. See the beauty of this ayah. And this is what Allah is saying. Allah says, this dunya is a figment of your imagination. This whole success story is a mirage. It is a figment of the imagination. It is imaginary. It is a lie. It does not exist. It is ad copy. And the suicides are bearing witness to that. all those who committed suicide, all those celebrities, they are bearing witness to this fact. But we don't see. And today, I want to reflect on, and I remind myself and you to reflect on, this other ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And we'll tie in all of these are related, all of these are connected. Allah said, I've not created you for anything other than to worship me. So how can we convert our entire life into ibadah? And it can be done, and the name of that is Islam. The name of that is the Sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is entirely doable. If it was not doable, Allah would not have ordered us to do it. Allah does not give us impossible instructions. So therefore, what is ibadah? Ibadah is remembering Allah. Opposite of ibadah is forgetting Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to reflect on these things and to think about them and to bring these changes into our lives and to make it easy for us to do that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika wa rahmatullah.